Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Classic Obama telling everybody and our enemies what we're not going to do. No articulation of a strategy. Nothing is said about Bashar Assad, who has slaughtered over 200,000 people of his own people and driven millions into refugee status. And we are training people, by the way, young Syrians to go back into Syria to fight against Bashar Assad. What are we going to do with Bashar Assad keeps on barrel bombing them?
All right, more reaction to the president and his request for a war, I suppose, because it's very complicated, his request to Congress to actually go after ISIS. Funding for it is really more open-ended in the way that it seems to come down. There will be honest debate about it on both chambers, certainly, but it's a week off starting on Friday in Congress, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we talk about ISIS, and they're seizing parts of towns in the West, in Iraq, and they're there in al-Baghdadi, and they're threatening an air base where Marines are training Iraqi troops, and this is all happening now, and certainly this is on the heels of Kayla Mueller being, said that she was dead after that Jordanian airstrike in retaliation for the pilot who was killed in a heinous way in a cage and set on a fire, and then, of course, that video was pumped out all over the place. So with the Americans and with so many others that have been killed by ISIS, captured and whatnot, now enough is enough. But the question is what to do, what to do. And now it is in the hands of Congress. And some in Congress don't like Obama in this war powers push, including the Democrats. So this is a bipartisan thing. And it's not so much, oh, this is the Republicans. Yeah, this is what we knew, going up against the president for anything that he does. Nope, there were certainly plenty of Democrats who were not happy about the war powers request to Congress that was particularly worded sensitively and vague in so many other areas. It, really very strange in some sense. But his party is abandoning his request for authorization for the use of military force against the Islamic State because they don't like the open-endedness of it. The enduring offensive combat operations is too big and too broad for so many. So the wording is vague enough to keep open the possibility of committing combat troops on the ground if needed, but the Dems fear and opening this door to a full-scale military ground conflict could be where we would be headed if this is how you go about this. And I think Congressman Ted Lieu from California, who's just a first-term guy, said he didn't think the president had made the case that the Islamic State terrorist group represents a direct grave threat to the United States. Wow. And you heard what John McCain had to say. Of course, he's very critical of Obama's foreign policy. And he's saying that omitting air support for the U.S.-trained rebels battling Assad is wrong. It's immoral, and this is not right. So both houses, as we kick this into another week, there's a week off for Congress, but when they come back, they're going to have hearings on the proposal. And then somebody testifies from the administration, most likely some liaison, maybe they arrange to hear testimony from non-government witnesses, which is probably more likely there. So the Dems are trying to avoid military engagement. The Republicans say the president should have the widest possible latitude to try to take measures necessary to beat this band of really nefarious people. But military leaders say that you got to have a balance. So where is the balance? You got to come up with that. There has to be something in there that gives you a little bit of flexibility. Not gray area, but flexibility. If the proposal passes, by the way, the next president would need to negotiate a new request to pursue military action against the Islamic State when that authorization expires in 3 years. So when that happens, they would have to do that. Coming up on this Hour of America Tonight, so you know the lineup, we're going to talk with Kyle Simon, who is an expert in treating drug addictions, and he tackles what the governor of Wisconsin was proposing, drug testing for people on unemployment, drug testing them. That's been a controversial idea that gains some steam and then peters out, gains some steam, and then people are appalled by it. So what would be the reasonable ways to do this, and is it something that should be done? Kyle Simon talks about that. Also in this hour, a cheap movie review. There is a very sexy, sexy movie coming out called 50 Shades of Grey. It's been, advertised like nobody's business, but will it bring people into the theaters? It was a big-time book that sold over 100 million copies, crazy amount of copies, a huge New York Times bestseller that was then turned into a movie all these years later. So that's going to be the big Valentine's Day, I think, deal. And it might not even be so much a couples movie. It may be a ladies' night out movie. I don't know. But it's got a lot of wild things that it looks like in it. And 50 Shades of Grey is getting a lot of buzz, certainly. That's one of the movies that we'll look at when we take you to the movies. And also this hour we whip in some, odds and ends along the way, along with a random Valentine, and we can count because it is about the numbers. There is no question about that. When we look at things, look at even in terms of Obama's pushing for war authorization, there's numbers involved in it, and here we're missing the numbers because what are we talking about in the reiterating no boots on the ground, but then sort of saying that was a possibility is confusing, and that's part of what they'll talk about in Congress. How open-ended can you have this? And then you toss the hot potato to whoever comes in next, which makes it even, more difficult, to say the least. So on the heels of Bob Simon dying in a terrible car accident in Manhattan the other night, so unexpected, just being a passenger in a Lincoln that was driving at seems like a crazy rate of speed and through a red light in a car accident where you saw the car and you thought, wow, how can anyone survive that? And he didn't. And you probably had seen some of his pieces, perhaps if you ever watched 60 Minutes, but he's a longtime correspondent and really knew how to tell a television story. Now we have somebody who was great with the prose, with the pen, a columnist, New York Times media columnist, David Carr, died at the age of 58. He was in his office when he died. He died at his office on Thursday, late on Thursday. So just a day after Bob Simon in that car crash in Manhattan on Wednesday night. What a wild week in the journalism industry. This is also after NBC announced it was suspending Brian Williams for 6 months without pay, after the revelations that he claims to have been on that Chinook helicopter that you all know by now that went down during the invasion.
Well, Ben Fuchs is that person.
Fascinating.
He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost Day Art gifts. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. It's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, I love this question because we've certainly debated this at times on this show. And here it is. Should all people with unemployment benefits be drug tested? Kyle Simon, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence, joins us now. He's been on the show before. Terrific guy. So, Kyle, here we go. I mean, this is a wide open question that some people are just appalled at the idea of it. And the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, who, as you know, is testing the waters to run for president on the Republican side, last week made a big statement about pushing or proposing drug testing for people who wanted unemployment benefits, but there's some blowback to that, and certainly the president doesn't want to see that. What are your thoughts about Walker's proposal?
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back. But, so Governor Walker did announce his budget proposal, the drug testing people who apply for public benefits. And this is something, from our perspective, that we think does deserve a discussion, given that about 120 people die every day from overdoses. So the cost to society is great, but at the same time, we should be putting these people, getting them treatment rather than actually using these punitive measures like drug testing and taking away benefits. Government should help people to the extent that, you know, it can in terms of for people who have substance use disorders.
Yeah, and, you know, what can the government do, as you're saying? How do they help them with these disorders? And one of the things in the proposals, is the idea of the referrals to treatment places, to social services, that for some reason, and you know this better than me, why doesn't that always filter down to some of the people who need it?
Well, and you're absolutely right. That's part of the proposal, and he should be commended. The governor should be commended for that. It actually refers to free treatment and social services. But one thing that really needs to take place here, like I said before, these punitive measures of just stripping them of public health care, food stamps, unemployment benefits, We actually need to be putting people through into treatment, but also there are drug courts which can help nonviolent offenders get treatment rather than sending them to jail. The cost for that to society, to government, is significant, and I think the drug courts really need to be utilized more, that model.
Yeah. What about the idea of how do you drug test? I mean, are the drug tests accurate? Because remember, that used to be a big outcry in the past that, hey, I took some kinds of aspirins and it showed up that I was positive for drugs and I wasn't. So what kind of technology can be used to make sure they're pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's one of the big things we're focused on, too, is the making sure that the technology is as modern as it can be. And the interesting case that came out of Pennsylvania recently, it actually was settled in court. Or they actually came to a settlement. I think it cost the government about $150,000 in the end. But a Pennsylvania woman had her, when she went to the hospital to have her baby, the baby was actually seized by the government because of an inaccurate drug test whenever this woman ate a poppy seed bagel. So, you know, something as these very sensitive tests, they're called point-of-care tests where you can basically get the results on the spot. They're not as sophisticated. So people, whenever they're getting tested for drugs, they need to make sure that they are using the most modern technology because the outcome, the ramifications can be significant and cost a lot of money for taxpayers.
Yeah. You know, and when we come back to the whole idea of money, and that's what we started with, what drug abuse costs the United States, what it costs the economy, what it costs crime-wise, the courts and productivity and all of that. As somebody who's been in the business of working this and seeing what's happening, is it worse than you've ever seen it? I mean, how serious is this, is the drug problem? Because it's hard to wrap your arms around it.
Sure. So, you know, there's two parts of it. The illicit drugs, you know, the Schedule I controlled substances like heroin and cocaine and those types of drugs. But beyond that, you know, almost 23,000 Americans die from prescription drug-related overdoses. So this is an issue. It's very far-reaching. It's significant. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. It costs hundreds of billions of dollars a year, just to society for healthcare crime, lost productivity, like you said. So it is widespread, but we need to make sure that to the extent that government, like I said, that they can help people with these disorders, that they should do it. And this is, part of it. The referral to free treatment that Governor Walker proposes is right on the mark, but taking away their benefits is something we need to show compassion for people who have addiction and substance use disorders, and that's what's failing in the governor's proposal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When you look at this and you see the people that you know wear the face of it, it's all different demographics, isn't it? It's not just one. It's not younger, just going after meth. It's all kinds of different people. Like prescription drug abuse is certainly on the rise, isn't it?
Oh, well, we actually have made progress on prescription drug abuse. We actually saw the first decline in prescription drug related overdose deaths last year for the first time in a decade. So we are seeing some progress because of some of the policies that have been implemented. But you're right, this is something that really doesn't discriminate because, you know, if you lose your job and need food stamps or unemployment benefits, this is something that can affect anybody. So, you know, it's not as if there are going to be, you know, people, deadbeats applying for these benefits and being caught, you know, using drugs, you know, basically being on drugs. And this is something that really can affect anyone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And for you, and I didn't ask you this the last couple times we had you on, but I'm curious about this. In your role, when you're the director of policy and advocacy at this Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence, because CLAD, that's what it's all about. It has to be rewarding when you catch somebody and you can help them. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, these substance use disorders, it's definitely reducing prescription drug abuse. We want to make sure that people are being referred to addiction treatment, that they're getting the help that they need, because these medications, specifically prescription drugs, not illicit drugs, can be life-saving and they, when they're appropriately taken and prescribed. But they can be deadly as well whenever people divert or misuse them. So we want to make sure that people are getting these treatments when they need them. They're not getting addicted and they're not overdosing. But Governor Walker's proposal, it doesn't look at the actual, the part of it where we have to show compassion for people with addiction. And this proposal really just perpetuates the stigma for people who have these disorders.
Yeah. Kyle Simon, thanks so much. We appreciate you, coming on America Tonight again. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we have a follow-up to a story that we talked about a couple of days ago. I have a friend who is an anchor in San Diego and used to work with this sportscaster who was shot 10 times. Kyle Krashka saw a painter in the neighborhood and hired him to work on the outside of his house. So as it turns out, this Mike Montana, who fired at him 10 times, and it seemed like, wow, was he stalking him, was somebody who painted the house, and he didn't like some of the things about it, but he paid him for the work he had done, and then they parted ways. But I guess the painter kept leaving notes on his door, kept leaving crazy notes on his door, after note, after note, after note. And so then all of a sudden he showed up and started to fire on him. So this sports anchor was, taken to the hospital, and I guess he's recovering pretty nicely. But what a crazy story that is. I mean, it just goes to show you never know about somebody's disposition and what lengths they'll go to. And the sports anchor is super popular. He had been in San Diego since 1999, and luckily it looks like he's really surviving this, but he was hit in the stomach and in the legs and, you know, all over the place. And so this painter who had his business license suspended a couple of years ago for some unpaid bills or something, and had a couple of problems, went and decided to confront him and decided that he was going to shoot him. Can you imagine? The neighbors were just couldn't believe what they were hearing when they ran outside. So the SWAT team ultimately surrounded him, got him. He's in custody, but it's seemed as though before, like, wow, why did he go after him? And so they're saying it's targeted, but it has to do with that whole house painting thing. And it was showed up in the morning and just opened fire. Wow. Kyle Krashka is his name. He's the anchor. And this Mike Montana now, I'm sure, is sitting in prison, and then he'll be processed, and it'll just be a question of, since it was a targeted deal and it's attempted murder, who knows what all the things he'll be ultimately charged with and will face in court. But I think that was such a frightening story to hear that, because here we had just had the meteorologist. Stay with us.
Receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then,
hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Well, welcome to Friday the 13th. That is a scary number, isn't it? There's lots of superstitions for Friday the 13th. Yep, 13 guests were believed to attend the Last Supper, remember? The night before Jesus was killed. That's according to many that say that Judas Iscariot, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, is considered to have been the 13th guest. That's always an interesting one to bring up when you bring up the number 13. Also, when you think of 13, there is a German study that was published in the World Journal of Surgery, and it explored whether there's a link between Friday the 13th and an increase of blood loss and the frequency of emergency room visits on those days. They reviewed days at a hospital facility that included 15 Friday the 13th, and they found that there was no connection. How many times have you gotten on an elevator and there was no 13? And not all hotels do that. Not all hotels believe in the jinx of the 13. So you can, you certainly can find hotels that have the 13th floor, but usually, in my experience, I haven't been to too many where they have them. So there is, something about the number 13, isn't there? Yeah, there is something about it for sure. Conservationists are racing to try to save more than 170 whales stranded on a remote beach on New Zealand's South Island. Wow. 24 of the 198 pilot whales stuck on the beach have already died. That's very sad. The department staff has 140 volunteers. They're trying to refloat the mammals when the tide rose on Friday night because they're stuck on this thin little piece of land that reaches out into the water on the northern tip of that island. And imagine how big those whales are. Refloating stranded whales is dangerous, and it has to be incredibly difficult. You'd have to have the right people, and they have to help. Yeah, I mean, you're pushing the whales, basically, out to safety, and that would be wild to see it, but it would be very tough to help do it. I hope they end up being able to save more of those whales, but that's a whole lot. When you think of the size of what those whales can weigh, certainly not as big as like killer whales or the big some of the other whales, because there's a couple of different varieties, even the sperm whales, but those are still pretty decent size whales. That's absolutely for sure. This is a crazy sad story, but it's a number, and it's in the world of, I can't believe that this is what we're seeing. Here we go again. An 11-year-old girl charged with murder and beating, and the beating death of a 2-month-old baby. And this girl in Ohio was charged with murder. She's not being named because of her age. She went before a juvie court judge on Monday, was ordered to undergo a mental competency exam before her next appearance. They're trying to figure out what would motivate her to do something like that. The girl's mother was babysitting the infant. She wanted to give the baby's mother a break from caring for a newborn. The mother fell asleep on the couch. The girl took the baby upstairs, and that was it. When the mother woke, she came back downstairs, woke up the mother, and said something was wrong with the baby. They took the baby to the hospital. She died during surgery, and she had massive injuries to her brain, liver, spleen, kidney. And the police say they're considering offering counseling for the officers who responded to the scene because it was so brutal. It was so awful for them to see that. And, you know, the 11-year-old girl is barely 4 feet tall, about 50 pounds, was in that juvie court in leg shackles, and just sat behind her, you know, sat beside her mother as everyone around her just sobbed. I mean, they were sobbing in the courtroom. So an awful number, an awful situation. And, you know, can there be any kind of closure for anyone in those crazy sets of circumstances? And I don't care what psychologists tell me. I say the answer is really, really no. How about Jeb Bush? He's making his first New Hampshire trip. Here we go in the dun, 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 dun. Everybody wants to hear Hail to the Chief, especially on the Republican side. There are so many that are vying to become the next president of the United States. So when you go to New Hampshire, that signals, yeah, I'm in. It's his first stop in the first in the nation presidential primary state, and he's going to roll through the same day as Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. So it is confirmed that he is heading there on March 13th and 14th. And Walker is also gearing up for a potential presidential bid. He's going to speak at a grassroots training and rally for the New Hampshire Republicans on Saturday, March 14th. So that's going to be a very big time in New Hampshire, because you've got both of them there. And, you know, they keep taking these polls. And in the polls, Walker is pretty high up there of likely voters. It's a crowded field for sure. Bush is just in front, in the latest poll, Bush is just in front of Scott Walker, but they're pretty much neck and neck. And there is such importance in New Hampshire. You know, that's what it becomes. What states are you winning and what states aren't you winning? If you go back to George W. Bush in 2000, he lost the New Hampshire primary after winning the Iowa caucuses, but it was the reverse for George H.W. Bush, who in 1988 lost Iowa but won in New Hampshire. So, you know, they've got these political action committees, and they start to look at that. Okay, what are you winning and what are you losing? Remember Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, if you go to 2012, that was the hot push was New Hampshire, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. But it's New Hampshire and Iowa, the Iowa caucuses I mentioned, and, of course, South Carolina is always big because that's the first in the South primary. So there is a gearing up behind the scenes for 2016, but, you know, we already knew that. And with Jeb, he released the 275,000 emails. He's doing everything he can to clear the decks and get anything that might crop up out of the way now so that if it's written about and if it becomes fodder for the media, it'll just sort of peter out unless it's something huge that would knock him out of it. But there's been nothing like that so far, and this is part of what you do. This is part of the deal when you decide you're going to run. What's so crazy about running now when we talk about numbers is how much money it costs to become president, $1 billion. So $1 billion to run for president seems so excessive, doesn't it? That is an incredible amount of money in a presidential race, in a crowded field. How many bucks are being spent for people who are maybe 3, 4, and 5 down the list who think they may have a crack at it? Scary to think about all that money that has to be spent with commercials and stops along the way, and where do they need it, and who are they targeting, and certainly, you know, all of that. The president's student loan forgiveness program swells to $22 billion, and the taxpayers, I guess you and me, are going to have to heat that one up because it certainly has ballooned over what the initial projections were. So anybody who's a budget hawk is all over this, without a doubt. The Department of Education released a summary, and it included the re-estimate of what it would be. And when you look at 2013, and you look at the plan, and you look at the payback, you know, pay-as-you-earn program, which would allow students to cap loan payments at 10% of their incomes, this is where some of those numbers come in. So any of the watchdog groups are all over this. The Congressional Budget Office says that the federal government will make money over the life of the loans. That's because they say even after accounting for anticipated defaults, the government borrows money, and we know this, of course, at a much cheaper rate than the interest it charges to borrow student loans. But I don't know, will they really come out ahead? Are we going to believe that they're going to come out ahead, or just keep our fingers crossed? Every time there's estimates or guesstimates, they seem to be so far off the mark, don't they? And this was just another one of those in the string of them, $22 billion. Although I know there's so many people that are crippled by student loans, and often it's so not their fault in some of the areas that they chose to go into where they just get shut down. Hang with us. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight. Real is love. Love is feeling. Love is wanting.
Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. But in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that you speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Everybody. 50 Shades of Grey is a movie that is being talked about a lot. On the international market, 50 Shades of Grey grossed $3.7 million on Wednesday and really hit the mark in France, beating Fast and Furious 6. You believe it, Fast and Furious 6, to mark the largest opening day, by the way, all time for a Universal title. And that's big. It's, I don't know that it's necessarily surprising. The release was brilliant to do it right on this holiday, if you will. I mentioned this before, but One of the stars of this is Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. And if you have seen just shots of her, she looks, geez, she looks exactly like her dad. And the male co-star is Jamie Dornan. And to make this movie, in terms of what Hollywood spends to make movies, it was relatively cheap, $40 million to make it. And the book was such a phenomenon, without a doubt. E.L. James, it turned into a trilogy. And it looks like the movie might just do the same thing. The 50 Shade books have been translated into 52 languages and sold more than 100 million copies. And with the film having these advanced ticket sales and everything else, it looks like it could be headed in the same direction. There's kind of a frenzy over it, if you will. So anyway, here is 50 Shades of Grey.
So, what was he like?
Mr. Gray will see you now. He was really smart, very intense. To what do you owe your success?
I've always been good at people.
I have a natural instinct for what makes a person tick. Anastasia?
Christian. You do realize that he hasn't stopped looking at you.
Have you met someone?
Be free.
I'd like to see your face. Gives me some clue what you might be thinking.
So you're a control freak?
I exercise control in all things.
It must be really boring. You're not playing fair.
You should take care of me. I'm not the man for you.
Why don't you let me in?
I had a rough start in life. That's all you need to know. My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
Enlighten me then. Why are you trying to change me?
I'm not. It's you that's changing me.
I don't know if I can be with him the way he needs me to. Say I did stay. What would happen?
I know if I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me.
All right, 50 Shades of Grey. We'll see what it does at the box office. I think it's going to hit its mark because of the book sales and the curiosity factor over this movie. It's sort of like the dirty little secret, I guess, for some people. Personally, here's my editorial comments on it. I don't get it. I couldn't even really read the book and didn't think it was, I didn't get the whole phenomenon over it, but you know, more power to the writer because she really took off and was an unknown writer and really hit a niche. They say you get rich in the niche, and she found the niche, that's for sure. All right, this other movie also has been promoted a lot, and it's called Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Freezing. Why are we walking? We jacked the car keys.
Oh, that's what part!
Huge IQ, great performance in the Marines, but you gave up. Drugs, petty crime, never had a job.
Who are you? Your father saved my life.
This is your fair guy, boys.
I've had a rather emotional day, so whatever your beef with Eggsy is, and I'm sure it's well-founded, I'd appreciate it if you could just leave us in peace.
You should get out of the way, Granddaddy, you'll get hurt.
Manners? Maketh man. Do you know what that means? Then let me teach you a lesson. Are we going to stand around here all day, or are we going to fight?
needed to let off a little steam.
What do you see?
I see potential.
Kingsman is an international intelligence agency operating at the highest level of discretion.
If you're prepared to adapt, you can transform.
Into a spy.
Interested?
Oh, yes.
You are about to embark on the most dangerous job interview in the world.
We're here to test you to the limit. To enhance your skills.
Train for the evil out there.
If you get blood on the carpet, you have to take the carpet up.
Can't stand the sight of blood.
To everyone who said I never made it.
Felt sorry for the boy, did you?
He's as much Kingsman material as any of them. More so.
I got a dinner date with greatness.
Mankind is the virus, and I'm the cure.
Sounds like a lot of people are going to die.
Do I look like I give up?
Son of a
bitch. All right, this has potential. It's certainly for a rental, you know, streaming. Get it at Redbox once it comes out. If you don't feel like plunking down the $9 or whatever it costs for a first-run movie, Colin Firth is the star. Think of him as King George and Mark Darcy and all the great characters he's played, and now he's the lead role in this, and it looks like it looks funny. Like Samuel L. Jackson is in it, Michael Caine turns up in it. So it's a veteran agent who recruits a wayward son of his former partner and gets him to be interested in the agency, we'll call it. And I think it has potential. This would definitely be one that I would watch probably as a rental. I don't know if I'd go see it in the movie theater, but I would certainly give it a go as a rental. Now, I'm a big Bond freak, and they are filming the next Bond. That's a movie that I'll always go and see in the theater, and I'll be curious. They're not releasing too much on it, but I'll be curious as to what this one looks like. And, you know, you still have the same Bond, the blonde-headed Bond who does such a great job. And I think we'll be in that role for some time to come. And they always have such great gadgets and great storylines that I think it comes out in the summer. I know that that's one that I will catch and we will review here in the future on this show for sure. But they're in filming right now. Like I said, the next Bond, 007 Inspector is the name of it. Spectre is the next one. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.